Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, my special guest is Kat Edwards, who is a regular contributor to my show. She is an amazing psychic medium, clairvoyant, spiritual teacher. She's a singer and a writer, and she gives spiritual service to the community with her work as a JP in Queensland, Australia, and she's a civil funeral celebrant. Born in Scotland, Kat moved with her family to Australia when she was 4 years old. As a young child, she became aware of having some spiritual knowledge and began to have her first spiritual experiences. When she was 15, Kat began to read for her friends, and at 24, she began to read professionally. She loves to help her clients when they hit a crossroads in life. Life direction issues are her specialty. With spiritual insight, Kat can give you the help you need to find your way. As I mentioned, she's gifted with clairvoyance, also clairsentience, clairaudience, channeling, and mediumship. She works closely with a team of spirit guides and angel friends to garner messages for you from the Great Spirit. And I count her as one of my friends. And Kat, I got you live. How are you tonight?
Hi, I'm recovering from a head cold, so you'll have to excuse me tonight if I sneeze a little while we're on the air.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that, the head cold, but I'm glad that you're in the recovery phase of it. And we do have a better connection. It's not the best, but it's a better connection. So people, try to be patient. And we have so many callers tonight. I can't honestly say that we'll get to all of you. For the ones that I've talked to, we'll definitely get to you. And we'll try to get to as many of the others, but the switchboard went absolutely crazy tonight. And I stopped calling up numbers just in the event that I wouldn't be able to get to everybody. So just hang in there the best you can. And Kat, I think we better start taking some calls.
Oh, straight up. Okay.
Okay. First caller is Sharon. And Sharon, you're live. Hello to Kat.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Hi, Sharon. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I just wanted to know if there's any messages from Spirit. I'm kind of concerned about my son. He's kind of like in limbo in a relationship, so I was wondering if they have anything to say or...
Okay, the first thing that I got is that your son needs to harness more of the power of his mind. So is he a bit, how can I put this? I think that it's time for him to speak up a bit. I guess that's what Spirit's really saying. It's time for him to speak up and to say what his truth is.
I'm sorry, I can't hear too well. I apologize.
Is that better? I'm holding the phone up a little bit better. Is that better?
Maybe a little bit better. I'm just trying to hear.
Okay. Well, now I've just got to refocus. The message is that your son needs to speak up more. He needs to stand in his power more. He has a lot of strength, but at times he holds it back, and he just needs to stand in his power more. He's got a message coming for him, and I feel that it's a positive move career wise, and he really needs to take it. It may mean the ending of something in order to gain the new opportunity, but the answer is for him. He needs to take it. Okay, it's been what he's been manifesting, he's been wanting, he's been wishing for in his life. All right. Mm-hmm. Has he already had his children?
No, he has. He's never been married. No, he's pursuing his PhD.
Okay, that's good. He's got children in spirit. I'm glad he hasn't had them yet, because that would sway his decision, and he would not necessarily take it. Everything that I'm getting about him is that he's got a big opportunity coming, that he has to speak up more and speak his truth. I feel that there's someone around him that intimidates a little. It's more someone in an authority figure. And he'll have a lesson around that and standing his ground. He's going to have a big creative explosion soon, and that's going to be really important for him, because that's going to send him in a new direction. He's quite a humble-hearted man, is he not?
Oh, he is. He is, yes.
Mm-hmm. And more and more, those of us with a pure heart, the ones who are humble and who are humble before spirit, are the ones that are being given the rites of passage, the knowledge, the information to propel humanity forward. Spirit's being, in my opinion, and I certainly like to hear the opinions of other spiritual professionals out there who've experienced this through readings, but in my humble opinion, I am coming across more and more people who have a humble heart, who are being given powerful information from Spirit, and I feel that your son is one of them.
Yeah, I mean, somebody, he is a writer, and somebody once said they almost feel he does automatic writing from spirit. He's an amazing, amazing writer. So I really do believe that, and I have heard that before. So it's very, it's very interesting.
Yeah, so just encourage him to speak his truth, to stand, he's become a professional man. And when you have a profession, you have the right to say, this is the way it is, that's it. You don't muck around, you don't worry about other people's feelings. So, you care, but when it comes to just getting the job done, it's nothing personal, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you say, no, I don't like that, I like it this way, it's nothing personal. And I think these are part of the lessons that he has to learn on a deeper level. Is he's getting there though, and he'll be quite a powerful person in the community if he wants, as he gets older.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, that's very nice to hear. And I know you have other callers, and I don't want to be selfish, but thank you so much. You're very awesome, and got many blessings to you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in, Sharon. I appreciate that, and much of an honor for me.
Thank you so much.
Sharon, God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful evening.
You as well.
Thank you. Okay, our next caller is Kimberly, and I was interested in what you were saying about the humble people receiving more spiritual insights. I do believe that resonates for me as well, Kat. Kimberly is live on the line. So, Kimberly, say hello to Kat.
Hi, Kat. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. It's great to meet you. How can I help you?
Yes, I just want a little life direction. I'm a point in my life where I'm a little disappointed at where I am, especially with my career. And I just want some direction that going to be part of my life path.
Okay. All right. I don't think that you're going to be in that job, in that role. Also, you're quite a skilled woman, yeah? Feel that you have a lot of skills. And I think that you need to look at what skills you have and what makes you happy.
Okay.
And what would be a challenge for you but would make you happy. And I feel that you need to go towards that sector. I wouldn't say, you know, throw in the towel because we all need to earn money. Instead, I would encourage you to look at what makes you happy and then start applying for jobs or looking for a sector, a niche. If you are entrepreneurial, start thinking about a business or running professional services yourself. I keep wanting to err on the side of a not-for-profit around you. The cards I'm pulling are all about going to the light, musical joy, pleasure, and the end of day. So it's really about you changing now, and that's the message for you. You want to be a person who's happy. Nobody should suffer out a job just because they need the money. Money is an energy system. And we have all been hoodwinked by people who want most of that energy for themselves. You don't have to work for that man or that woman to get that energy, okay? The reason you are dissatisfied is because you are not pleasing your heart, and it's time to look at your heart and how you can earn through doing something that makes you feel like you're in service to humanity.
Okay.
Okay, but let it be a transition by all means, unless you can move very quickly, which I feel once you start on the ride, I feel things will progress quite quickly, and maybe even this time in 6 months or 12 months, you'll be able to turn around and go, wow, look how much everything has changed. But really, quite frankly, you can't just stay in one spot, say I'm stagnant and I'm unhappy. Do something now. Look at your skill set, what would make you happy, and then go for it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kimberly.
You're welcome. Thank you again. Have a great evening.
God bless. Okay, our next caller is Julia. And Julia, you're live on the air with Kat Edwards.
Hi, Kat. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Julia. How can I help you?
Well, I've got two different areas, but whichever one you're drawn to. Presently, I want to start looking for a place, you know, of my own. I'm temporarily living with my mother after a divorce, and as part of the transition, I'm going to need to look for employment. So, whichever, you know, you're drawn to, either a place to live or employment, that would be great. Thanks.
Okay. The way that you came about to living with your mother wasn't necessarily what you would have liked, yeah?
Yes.
I can see that you've gone through a time of hopelessness. And the message that I'm getting for you is now just to stop and smell the roses. You know you need to move on, and you will. But before you can, you need to take, even if it's a day, take a little time to just have a grip of what's around you. See the abundance in your life on all levels, and see that you have covered the important part of your mission so far. And your mission is the reason why you were born. You've done a lot of good, and you're doing a lot of good things. Your life is uncoiling as it should in the way that is unique to you, and it is important to the greater environment and the greater the greater planet, the greater consciousness of humanity. So realize that you are important, because I think that it's come, you've boiled your life right down. It's felt a little bit way too humble. And I'm feeling like a little bit of energy tension there going on. And so I just want you to see that things are going to loosen up and things are going to move. But it really needs you to just start to remember the joy and the wonder and the fact that you're on a journey. Now, I have pulled the New Beginnings card. There is obviously New Beginnings coming. I did have the cards upside down, I mean, face down. I did not deliberately pull that card. And I think that you need to go look for a job first and the house will come. If you look for a house and then a job, you'll find yourself under too much pressure to get a job to service that house. I feel that you will be moving either interstate or out of your county. You'll be moving away, okay? I think it's really important for you to have a completely new setting. I'm seeing the vision that I'm getting now. I don't know if it's metaphoric because you're living with your mum and life looks a little arid, but I'm seeing you going from an arid setting to a lush green forested setting. And I'm also seeing you feeling quite satisfied with the work that you're doing. So I feel also that you're behind a counter and that you're serving others, but you're not doing it in a cashier role, maybe more like a medical secretary or a bank teller, an accountant, something where you're behind a counter or a desk. I also feel that you will be taking on a professional role and you'll be paid more. Like if you're worried about minimum wage, I don't see that. I also, the last thing for you, I just want to pull one more card. I am using my cards today because I have had a head cold and my energy is a bit low. The last card that I pulled for you is the Wild and Free card. So it's really like just throw caution to the wind. Fortune favors the bold. Go see what's out there and go and do something completely different. Within whatever boundaries, have you got a child with you?
No. Nope. It's just me. My daughter's grown.
Oh, she's grown. Okay. She's still very much in your consciousness, though. She's still very much in your energy field, because I kept seeing
you. I talked to her today. That's probably why.
Oh, okay. I kept seeing you with a child. She didn't worry about herself. Well, great. That means you can go anywhere. You can go to Paraguay and get a job. You can go to Russia. You can go to somewhere in Congo. It doesn't matter. It's your life. Throw caution to the wind. Fortune favors the bold. Go and explore the world. See what you can do. You don't have to be in the one spot. You don't have to be anywhere you don't want to be. You have the choice.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful. Well, thank you. I hope you feel better, and thank you so much for the uplifting guidance.
Well, thank you for calling in.
I need that, any uplifting I can get, so thank you. Well, thank you. And thank you, David, for taking my call, and feel better soon, Kat.
Thank you.
And have a
great
day. Oh,
you're welcome, Julia. God bless, hon.
God bless. Thanks.
Thank you. All right, we're moving on to Michelle. And I'm trying to bring her live. So when you use the cards, what's different for you, Kat? And Michelle, you're going to be in limbo for just a minute. I'm trying to bring you live. What is different when you use the cards from how you normally do a reading?
It just gives me a little prop up, a little bit of support. I use my left hand. I have these cards by Debbie Anderson. They're called Vibrational Energy Oracle Cards. And I just have my left hand, and I don't think about where it goes. And it just picks cards for me. I can do automatic writing, so I'm very comfortable with allowing my guides to take over my hand and just pick the cards. And then as I'm doing the reading, the cards, I pull them out and they help me to access my messages, I guess you could say, or the messages from spirit. Because my energy is quite low. I was up last night nursing my daughter who's got a high fever as well.
Oh,
and,
dear, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I don't want to be sad when I do my readings, but today I am. And
oh,
thank you for
beautiful inviting. Readings, Kat. I just wondered because you usually don't use cards. So, anyhow, Michelle is live on the air. Michelle, say hello to Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, Michelle. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm really struggling. I'm trying to get somewhere with my job, finding a new job. And I'm looking all over the country, willing to do anything for the right money, of course. And I was wondering if you saw anything coming up in the next few weeks at least.
Okay. When you said anything coming up within the next few weeks, I heard, yes, go for it. So I feel that the answer is yes. But I also feel that you need to do a little bit of manifestation and really say to yourself exactly what you want. Have you done that?
Well, I know what I like to do for work. I do. And I had found some things I liked, and I was, like, really certain, like, oh, this is going to go forward, and then it, like, didn't. So there's only so much I can manifest.
Yeah, but then if you look at it that way, then you hit a brick wall. But if you look at it as, well, I'm on the right track, but I wasn't meant to be with those people there.
Yeah.
Then you realize, oh, okay, I'm on the right track with my life, and part of it is always in life, it's relationships. No matter where you go, when you are working, when you are playing, when you are kicking back at home, it's all about relationships. And you need to be even with the right mix of people, and that is part of the thing that you guys are trying to get for you. They're trying to get the right mix of people for you as well.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, well, you know, there's nothing worse than going to work every day and you love your job but you hate the people you work with.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah.
So you can say to yourself, well, those jobs didn't work out because it wasn't the right mix of people. It wasn't meant to be, but I'm on the right track. It's like my friend, she applied for 3 or 4 jobs. She got one, which was a firm, yes, and the other jobs, they kept saying, no, you're overqualified, it's not for you. Well, that's because it wasn't for her, because it wasn't the right mix of people, it wasn't the right timing, and she asked me something similar the other day, and I said, well, it wasn't meant to be, you're meant to be in this job. And I think a couple of things, Michelle, let go of the seriousness around it for a little bit and just laugh. Laugh at the ridiculousness of it, laugh at the tension of it, laugh at everything you can, just be a bit more relaxed and laugh. Yeah, time is lapsed. But when you bring it in exactly what you want, whether you get out there in the rain and you do a jig and do a rain dance, or whether or not you write it on a piece of paper, everything you don't want, and then write down on a piece of paper everything you do want and burn it, it's up to you. But one way or another, I would be being more specific with your guides about what you want. And then I'd start focusing more and more on what it is that you want rather than what I think I would like. And also what you need. You know, you need a $100,000 a year job because you've got X amount of bills to pay or whatever. You know, this is how much money I need. These are the kind of co-workers I need. This is the kind of work-life balance I need. This is the area I need to live in. You know, maybe not necessarily, say, a county or a state or whatever, but maybe say more like, I need to live in a mountainous region, or I need to live by the sea. And get more specific and then only go for those things. I feel that things will turn around quite quickly. It's only a matter of time. It's not if, it's when. And I feel that when it does happen, everything will fall into place and you'll all of a sudden find yourself like you've been in one of those tractor beams from Star Trek, and you'll be suddenly transported to the other place. Be open to moving interregional as well. I mean country, if you can. Be open to it, because I think that there's an adventure around you. I know you're open to be moving anywhere in your country, but just be open to what possibilities are out there for you.
That I am. I was trying to stay where I was, but, you know, I've been trying too long, and now I'm out there. And I'm okay. I'm totally okay with that. Do you actually see me going, like, either... I have a feeling I'll probably end up away from home for a while, but do you see me out of state? Yeah.
I don't see you. Wherever you live right now, you're going far, far away.
I'm going far away?
Yes. And I believe that you're going to more of a lifestyle destination, and I think that you're going to find... I keep hearing work-life balance, and also I just see a very, very sunny day, so I feel like you're going to the sunshine. Okay? Also, there's an eclectic feel about where you're going. There's a more than one language being spoken there. Like, it won't really matter. Like, if where you live now, the cost of living, I don't know, hypothetically, let's just speak hypothetically, to comfortably get by, if where you live now, the cost of living was $50,000 a year, to comfortably get by and have savings in your account, I feel that that amount of money where you're going would make you rich.
Oh.
I really want to encourage you to open your mind to the Bahamas, maybe. It just feels very tropical island, Montego Bay, multicultural, multilingual, very sunny, very relaxed. I feel when I focus on you, I feel very relaxed. So I'd encourage you to just go and see what's out there beyond your own country. Get out and have a bit of fun.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Take Michelle.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Our next caller is Rachel. Trying to bring her live. And just while we're waiting, I'm going to let people know that Kat does come on the show every 3 months. So we can't get to you tonight. Look at my schedule. I post my shows a month in advance, and I do have several spiritually gifted people coming up in the next month. On March 11th, I have Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle. She's a seer. I have Corby Mitlide, who is, she's going to be on March 17th. She's a psychic medium. I have a visionary by the name of Athena Starr on March 18th. I have an angel reader on March 25th, I'm getting an echo, which is distracting. I have a reader of the Akashic Records on April 8th. And then I have a wonderful psychic medium from England by the name of Leo Bonomo on April 17th. So there are several shows coming up. If you don't get a chance tonight, you should call in before 7:30 if possible. So I'm still trying to bring Michelle live. Thank you for your patience, Michelle. Still trying. There we go. Michelle, say hi to Kat.
Oh, I was just on.
Oh, I'm sorry, Michelle. I'm trying to bring Rachel on. No wonder why. God bless. Hang in there.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Okay.
Hi.
Rachel, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. You are live.
Hi, Rachel. How can I help you?
Yes, I have been looking for the right job for a long time, and I'm also yearning for a relationship. Do you see either of them happening for me this year?
Rachel, yes, you're going to go through a new beginning stage this year. Absolutely. But you need to hunt it out a little bit more. So it's time. Oh no, sorry. I'll rephrase that. You're going to get headhunted. It's going to go career first and then relationship, I feel. Okay. You're quite good at what you do and well known in your field.
Yes.
Yeah. So, if you tell the right person who you know can't keep their mouth shut that you're just got your feelers out, that you love where you were at, but if something better came along, then you'd be fine, something like that so you don't burn your bridges, then you'd be surprised on how many job offers you get because I feel going to be headhunted. I don't think you've got to look for a job at all. I think...
I'm working out of my home right now,
yep.
And so I don't report to anyone except myself.
Yep. Okay, that's fine. But, someone come along and offered you a really good position or offered you a contract to work with them, you wouldn't say yes if it was really good?
Yes.
Yeah.
That would work.
So, excuse me a minute. I'm focusing on you and I'm getting this sharp pain in my throat, which I have not had. And I feel it when I get something like picking up on a client, there's something, you've got to speak your truth, mate. You're going to speak up about something.
Yes, I'm pretty... I don't want to use the word outspoken, but I do speak up a lot.
Okay. And, all right, well, something's going on with your communication. If you're not speaking the truth, maybe you're speaking it in a way that's not doing any favors. I'm not sure. I think you need to have a really good think about what's going on with your communications. Now we've started talking about it, the pain's starting to subside and not needing to cough so much. I feel you have seen both sides of the coin with people, and no wonder you wanted to pull away, but you're then not feeling satisfied. There is work opportunity coming for you. There are new beginnings. Remain an open book and say to yourself, well, because I work for myself, I am free. But, you know, if you take on contracts, that's how you get moving and motivated. You know, I know somebody who owns tow trucks, and that's fine, but if he doesn't have a contract with the local car insurance company, he doesn't make any money. So even though he's working for himself, he's still got to associate with other people, and that's what I'm encouraging you to do, and I feel that there will be more work coming for you when you start to be open to more and more people loving your energy, because you've got some awesome energy. I feel like you're very, very powerful. I feel like you can be very forthright and forthcoming. I feel like you, on a professional level, have the edge. I feel like you know what you're going to do. You know when you're going to do it, and you know how to do it and why. You're not someone who mucks around. You get in, you get the job done, and you do it right, and you do it well. Of course you're going to be headhunted, mate. And as far as the relationship goes, when you begin to step back and you feel more confident and more successful and more beautiful and more everythingness, then of course you're going to start attracting more people that you want to see on a romantic level. I feel that there are going to be a couple of people you'll try on for size, you'll decide no, and then I see a beautiful big smiling heart coming to your life. So I feel that you've got a couple of dates to go on. I'm getting a 3 to 4 around relationships, around dates. Okay, you might have a couple of flings. Go and have a bit of fun. Just relax, enjoy, be happy with things. Love yourself, love your life, and know that you're damn good at what you do and you deserve every opportunity you're going to get.
That is beautiful. Thank you so very much.
Okay, well, good luck with everything, Rachel. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you, Rachel. God bless you, too. Okay, our next caller is Trish. And Trish, you're live on the air. Say hello to Kat.
Hi, Trish.
Trish, can you hear us? We'll come back to you. Don't worry. There's,
okay,
I don't know what the problem is.
Do you hear me?
Oh, yeah, just a minute. Coming back to you.
Okay.
Okay, say hello again.
Hi, Kat. How are you?
Hi, Trish. How can I help you?
My question is around relationship, wondering where you see my relationship going this year.
Oh, yeah. You're not yet. Are you living together or married?
No.
I just feel a bit awkward when I focus on this relationship.
Yes.
I feel also that there's some envy or jealousy coming through on one or both behalf. And I see, man, I would encourage you to really think about what it is you want in a relationship. I think that you're going to need to take some risks. I think that you're going to need some time out. Have you already thought about having some time out?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. The message is that you've seen each other's hand, yeah? You've seen each other, the good face and the bad face of each other. You've had some time out. I think also that you need some time to really bring in the magic again and see if it will come. I can see that there's love there, but I also feel that I keep hearing envy, and it creates an awkwardness and it does not make me feel confident about this relationship.
Okay. I'm assuming you need envy on their part because I don't have any envy.
Yeah, well, I'm just going with what my guides are telling me. I'm hearing envy, and it's like a piece of, I can only describe my visions, a piece of white quartz that has a vein of gold through it. So the envy is the vein of gold, not necessarily meaning that it's a good thing, just that it's, that's the vision that I get. So there's the white of all the good and niceness in the relationship, and then there's this vein of envy that goes through it, and it can't be struck off. It's there. It's a jealousy thing. I don't know why it's there. I don't know anything about your lives, but it doesn't seem to want to go away. And I feel that no matter how much you try and sing this relationship in and make this right, there'll always be that energy in you that will say, but I'll be better off if I'm wild and free. So I would encourage you to I think you're going, well, what I think you're going to do is see this relationship through to its full extent. I feel that you're going to try, but I feel that in the end you'll see that it's just not worth trying anymore. So, I mean, our relationships are our greatest teachers, and I would not at all say that a relationship was worthless or that you wasted time or anything like that, because it teaches you so much. But I can honestly say I don't feel a positive growth around it.
Okay. Well, that's actually why I called. So I find this information very helpful.
Okay. Well, look, good luck. And honest, for all the listeners, not just for you, but I do feel that there may be on some level domestic violence, whether that is emotional or mental or physical, but it does feel more on the emotional, mental level. But for all of us listening, if there is any kind of domestic violence, it's not on, it has to be addressed, and you cannot live like that. Okay?
Yeah,
so good luck, Trish.
Okay, thank you.
Good night, Trish. Okay, God bless, hon. Our next caller is Lisa. And Lisa, I'm trying to bring you live. There you are. Lisa, say hello to Kat.
Excuse me. Hello, Kat.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I am happy to talk with you. Thank you.
Oh, that's great. It's lovely to speak with you. How can I help you today?
Well, I talked with a company earlier in the week, this past week, and they said they were going to shoot me an email toward the end of this past week, and I never got it. I had asked them to rethink their decision on hiring me back, and they had sent me an email couple of weeks back saying they weren't going to, but then I talked to them at the beginning of last week, and they said they would reconsider, and then they were going to send me an email at the end of the week letting me know about the reconsideration. I'm going to give them a call tomorrow and talk to them again. Do you feel like it's promising that it's a yes?
I feel like you know what, it feels a bit like a revolving door, quite frankly. When I have the vision, sometimes I see a revolving door, and sometimes I see one of those saloon doors that's flat. So the door is open, you have to push it open, and then it closes in on itself. I feel like there's a new opportunity coming for you guys. I don't feel like on the work front you're not going to work. I think that you've done the right thing, and I feel like they can see the value and worth in who you are, and I think that if they are going to offer you a position, it's not going to be what you expect, but it might just be something that you like, and I'm not sure if it's even going to be with them. I feel like there's a networking issue around them, in a good way, not in a bad way. They network, they know others, and I feel like your name's being passed around. You've gone away from them and done a lot of work on yourself, yeah?
I'm having a hard time hearing you. I beg your pardon. Are you saying that it's a yes or not, or
no? What I'm saying is that there is work for you, and that these people they're going to talk to you about that, but I don't necessarily think it's going to be in the form that you were expecting. Does that make sense to you?
Oh well, I'll have to. I'll wait and see, I guess.
Yeah, but please don't feel negative about it, because I feel that you've done a lot of work on yourself. You've you've tried really hard, you've let go of a lot of things, there's been maybe some temptations in your life that you've not gone for. You've made a lot of progress in your life and in yourself, and you're very valuable as an employee, and I think that they know that. I feel that there are communications going on between them and other people, and that there is something that is in it for you. There is an opportunity coming to you.
Oh, for with that company?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It feels to me like they're networking, that they know others who might need someone like you. And I think you just need to be open to whatever that comes your way out of this. You had an overwhelming urge to go back to them, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I had contacted them, along with others, a lot of other companies, but they were one of the ones that I thought for sure that they would take me back. And
Yeah. So you've done the right thing because you've followed and listened to your heart, and now allow it to unfold. There's something more in it for you than you were expecting.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay? But be open to that.
Oh, indeed. Thank you.
All right. Good luck, Lisa. It was great speaking with you.
Thank you, and I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Lisa, God bless, hon.
Okay, God bless.
What a
career
woman
you.
On
tonight. What's that, Kat?
I said there's a lot of career women on tonight.
Yes, there are. This would be a good time for me to mention that Kat gives brilliant full-length readings. And, Kat, would you like to put out your website? Because we're not going to be able to get to everybody tonight. And people, your money would be well spent if you contacted Kat for a full reading. I've done it, and the results were just absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, well, you can contact me at www.katedwardsclairvoyant.com, and you can also find me on Facebook at Kat Edwards Spiritual Coach and Mentor, and Kat is spelled with a C. And tonight, for North American listeners only, I'm offering for a half-hour reading, I'm offering 45 minutes. It's $65 Australian, but the current exchange rate would mean it would actually be $46.23 for you. So you get it even cheaper as a North American resident, and you would get an extra 15 minutes, which is worth $45 Australian. So it's 45 minutes for $46.23 American.
That's a beautiful price, Kat. Okay,
yeah.
Folks, so it's Kat Edwards Clairvoyant Medium.com, is it, or am I confusing things?
Kat Edwards Clairvoyant.com, Kat with a
okay.
C. Send me on Facebook at Kat Edwards, or Kat, my Facebook page is Kat Edwards Spiritual Coach and Mentor.
Beautiful. Okay, we're going to move on to Nicole, and then for the other people that I haven't talked to before, I'm going to identify you by area code. So here it comes, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Holy, but
hi.
Hey, there you
hi,
are.
Hi, how are you? Hi, yes. My question is, what does the spirit have to say about my marriage?
Yeah, I'm always a bit cautious about matters of the heart, but excuse me. is it safe to say that your marriage has been a little bit difficult?
Yes.
Yeah. And that there is an oasis in there of love and of friendship,
sorry,
but there's a hell of
again,
a lot of...
I don't understand you. What you were saying, I'm sorry. Can you say that again, please?
What I'm saying is that your marriage, there's a lot of difficulties, but there is hope around your marriage if you want to nurture
the little oasis in the desert that is their friendship and love that is still there.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Right. But you'll really have to work hard.
Okay.
And it will need to be completely reprogrammed. You guys would need to have to go and have some serious counseling to get it sorted out. But if you both want it, then I feel it will work. But it does take two to tango, and the message about whether or not your partner is on board will become loud and clear soon. Okay, that's free will. So I'm not going to predict what they're going to say, but you're going to get the message very, very clearly, very, very soon as to whether or not they want to put in the effort.
Yeah, because right now we're separated right now. I'm just wondering if he's coming back into my life, or is he coming back to me?
I think that really the most important thing, Nicole, is that you look after yourself
okay.
and that you start to heal yourself. And that just remember, keep telling yourself that bitter and twisted people end up with cancer. Not everybody, I don't want to offend anyone. But often, people who don't deal with their feelings get cancer or get a terrible infection, or they get something manifest in their body that is really nasty. And so sick, you know, bitter and twisted equals sick, put it that way. Bitter and twisted equals sick. And I don't want you to be like that. I would encourage you to be free, emotionally free. And so I would encourage you to work on healing yourself so that you can move forward in a more mature and positive light around your relationship and anything you have to deal with that. And also be able to see the other person in a better light as well. Because as I was saying before, I think it was with Trish, our relationships are our biggest teachers. Absolutely by far, our romantic relationships are our biggest teachers. So in that respect, you've got to be grateful. I don't feel like this is going to repair itself on its own. It is going to take a lot of hard work. It is like wishing on a star to make it happen. And if the other person isn't all in completely, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
But love yourself, Nicole. Put in a lot of self-love and healing and, you know, do things to love yourself. It's not selfish.
Is my life
going to
get any better?
What will get better?
Is my life going to get any better? Because it seems like...
Honestly, if you start to put in the self-love, yes, your life will get better.
Okay.
Okay? Go for short walks. Eat nutritious food. Don't watch anything negative on the television. Feed your brain. Feed your body with positivity. Okay? Go and get counseling. Talk it out, work it out. But if you remain bitter and hurt and stay in that state, you will get sick. And your relationship will remain sick. Become the most attractive person you can be on the inside and the out. The best revenge is a happy life.
Okay. Thank you. Yep.
Good
Thank
luck.
You. Thank
Take
you so
care,
much.
Nicole.
Thank you. All right, bye.
I love that last line, Kat. That's beautiful. Okay, we're moving on to area code 510, and I may have spoken to you and your name may have disappeared from me. I'm trying to bring you live. Okay,
hello.
Area 510.
Hi.
Hello, what is your name?
Tasha.
Natasha?
No, just Tasha.
Tasha. Hi, Tasha. Say hi to Kat.
Hi, Kat. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks, Tasha. How are you?
I'm doing good.
How can I help you?
I want to see when you see a relationship developing with me and Sean. Like, how soon?
So what was that, a relationship and a job? Sorry, I didn't hear the last bit.
When do you see this relationship evolving with Sean?
With Cheryl, with a person called Cheryl?
No, Sean.
Sharon, I'm sorry.
No, Sean.
Sean,
yes.
Kat.
I apologize. I think that was the accent. I'm sorry. You've been listening to Australian accent. With Sean. Okay. All right. Interesting. Is it Sean? He's been someone that you've been friends with for a while, yeah?
Yes.
And you guys have been through a lot too, I can see.
Yes.
A lot of good times, bad times, seen a lot of stuff. Would it be safe to say that Sean doesn't pick up on social cues like I've got romantic feelings for you very well? You could slap him over the head with a dead fish about it and he wouldn't really get it because he's one of those guys?
No.
Okay. He feels to me like he's not on the same page and it's not nothing personal and it's not like he doesn't understand. It's just that he's not seeing the full picture as far as you what you're thinking to the full extent is what Spirit's saying. I think that he has it's hard to, I don't like to speak for other people. I just feel, I'm just going with what I'm feeling around it. And I feel that he doesn't see the full extent of the way that you're feeling. I don't know if you've already had the big conversation with him about it or not, but I get a disconnect there. And it's nothing personal. It's not like he doesn't, you know, he's actually a really nice guy. I think that, Tash, I'd encourage you to just step back and let everything flow as it should. If you're putting too much pressure on yourself and on this happening, and I know the way it is when you really believe that something could happen with someone, but you really have to allow things to develop. There has been a big release around this relationship. The energy has changed. Enough time has elapsed. There is a positive energy around it. But I think that you need to allow the friendship to develop into something more, just a little bit longer.
Okay.
I'm getting more positive things. Like when I'm pulling the cards are all saying positive stuff. But
okay.
I don't think that it's fair to say next Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. you'll have your first kiss, because that's not fair on me or you. But what I can say is that this guy, there's some level of ignorance he's living in. He's not really seeing it for what it fully is and what's on offer, and need to slap him over the head with a dead fish and go, look, I really love you. Wake up to it. And I think the time, just allow it, the time and the circumstance will come about. If you push it, it won't work. But the time and the circumstance will come about, and then you'll get your answer from Sean.
Okay?
But because everything's pointing towards it being a positive experience for you.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck.
All right.
Take care, Tasha. God bless.
Okay,
our next caller is a Skype caller. Let's see here. Okay, you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Tricia.
Hi, Tricia. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
We're getting a real echo going on here tonight. I don't know if you can hear that, but I hear my voice going, and then when people talk to Kat, I can hear them echoing. Not sure what that's about, but say hello to Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, Tricia. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you, Kat, for doing a reading for me. I appreciate
it. What's your question for me?
Well, my question is, I'm considering moving, selling my home, and I'd like to find out if this is a time for me to put it on the market, and will I get a good response? There's I have some reluctance going on, but
I'm sorry, can you say that again? You have some what going on?
I'm a little reluctant. I've been hearing like some noises, like popping noises in the walls, and I really don't want to put it on the market until I figure out, especially when it gets real cold, that happens.
Oh, okay. Was your house built with metal at all, like metal in the structure?
As far as I understand, it's a wood frame.
Okay. Maybe it could be your pipes. I think you're right to go and to have things investigated. I think that it's not going to be as bad as it seems. The answers will come around you moving. You're going to take your time to move, but when you go, it'll be a completely clean sweep. Well, I'll say that again, a completely clean sweep. So it'll just be bang, bang, bang. You'll sell it, you'll be on the move, you'll go, you'll move in the next place, and everything will completely change. It'll just all of a sudden happen.
Okay.
All right. So the answers will come, I think. Have you got the inspector coming out soon? To see what's wrong with the puppy?
Yeah, I haven't even investigated that yet. I don't even know where to look, you know, who to call. But I know I have to move. I know I need to move from this neighborhood.
Okay. Well, ring your local government department and ask for a building inspector to come out, or they might point you in the right direction of the kind of person that you need to. You might just need a builder to come out. I don't know, but I think that a government department will be able to tell you which person to ask to come out and have a look. I think that there's a lot of worry around this, but it's going to be alleviated very quickly, and it's not going to be as bad as you think. As long as you take the time to remain still and quiet, and also to laugh about it and feel a little bit free in yourself, everything's going to fall into place. It's all going to manifest itself quite well. The change is going to be good. I feel when I'm focusing in on you, I get like happy music around you, so I get laughter and song and happy music, bongo drums, just happy times. So I feel like everything's going to be perfect for you. It's all in good time. You know, just allow things to develop. Go get the guy to come in, check it out. Don't put too much worry or pressure into it, okay? And just follow the path that's before you. You're on the right path. Nothing
okay.
needs to be changed. You're on the right path. Just follow, tick off the boxes, okay? Everything's going to be fine. You've got a positive change coming. When it happens, boom, it's going to be a completely clean sweep, and you're going to find yourself sort of picked up by God's hand and stuck in a new place.
Okay, yeah, I feel that I need to move first before I look into, like, a new career, because I really need to be settled first before I put myself forward into work, because
yep.
work would take up my time, and then...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, just follow the sequences, one thing after another. This is what my guides are saying to say to you. Follow the sequential path, and the answers will reveal themselves. Follow the sequential path, and the answers will reveal themselves. Listen to your inner truth. Only be guided by your heart. Okay?
Okay, that sounds fabulous. I'm glad I talked to you.
It's lovely speaking with you, and good luck with everything, Tricia.
Thank you, Kat.
God bless,
Thank
Tricia.
Thank you, David. God
You're
bless.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, our next caller is area code 216, and I'm bringing you live. I don't have you up yet. Hang in there. Go.
Hi.
Hi. You know what? I've accidentally brought up the next caller, but I'll take and come back to area code 216. This is area code 856. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, David. Hi, Kat.
Hi, Laura. How can I help you?
I was wondering what you see for me coming up with changes in making a move or, you know, with career move or a house move, anything like that.
Well, everyone who's ringing in tonight, it's all career and house. There's only a couple of relationship questions. It's really cool. Look, Laura, there is, I've pulled the end of days card. You know that you're coming to a change. But you also need to be reminded that your life and who you are is magical and unique. And that where you go next, really you need to focus on your uniqueness in order to follow your path. It can't be the convention for you. It has to be something a little bit unique. You have to listen to your style. And don't let anything or anyone cramp it. You have, basically spin the wheel of opportunity and pick something. I feel like so many opportunities, almost to the point where you just don't know which one to go with. I feel like two or three opportunities coming up for you. Which one do I take? See what fits with your own style, your own uniqueness. And go with that, okay? As far as the career path goes and moving, does it go hand in hand? The answer is yes. However, I don't feel that, yes, and then spirit just a career opportunity, so yes, yes, yes around that. The move, I don't know where you're living now. I don't know the area codes of the U.S. I think you're in USA, are you? I just see you going towards water.
You don't?
Okay. Pardon?
Did you say you don't see me going towards water?
I do. I see you going towards water. So the Great Lakes or the ocean or a river, water. And it's water and a beach. Now, lakes and rivers can also have beaches, but that's what I'm telling you is I'm seeing water and a beach, and I'm honestly seeing a lot of beauty around you in the environment. So the answer is yes, yes, yes. Keep going, but remember, you are unique. You need to follow your style. Don't go with the convention, whether it's the style of house that you like or the style of career you like as well. Do not follow the convention. Follow your own path. And the answer will be there for you.
Okay. Thank you,
Okay?
Kat.
But motivate it. Do, you know, it's all in God's time, but we've got to help ourselves. God helps those who help ourselves. So shift it. Move it. Make it happen.
Thank you.
Okay. See you later.
Bye.
Have a good night, Laura. Take care.
You too, David.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to try to go back to area code 216. I apologize. Are you able to hear me? Well, there we go. Area code 216. What is your name, please?
Hi, David. It's Sharon. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Sharon. Thank you for being patient.
Oh, that's all. Hi, Kat.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's great. How can I help you?
Well, I'm following the theme of the whole evening. career.
Oh, are you?
Yep. Yeah. That is kind of, it is kind of ironic, isn't it? I know.
Well, no, it's not really, because this is what happens when you do spiritual work. You find that people come along in themes.
Wow.
So whether it's the same vocation or it's the same issue that they've got in their life, I often find when I do spiritual work with a lot of people, at a big event or something like that, or on the radio, that it is similar themes or similar vocations that people come along with.
Yeah.
So I just love that about it all. So how can I help you?
Career, I'm contracting. I've been looking for a long time, like a year. I've been at the same contract job, but I'm looking for something that I'm used to doing. The job I'm in now, it's not what I do. I haven't left it because I'm staying there while I'm looking.
Yeah.
Do you see me finding employment soon? A career I want. I have an interview tomorrow.
Okay. Well, you've been really pushing this, haven't you?
I am really, yes. Your answer is yes. I have not stopped. It's a full, this is what I've been doing all year. It's just, oh my goodness, I know, Kat. What do you see?
Look, I'm just pulling some cards, and you must be getting tired.
I'm very tired. And the one tomorrow is an hour away. They didn't even tell me it was that. They told me when I applied for it, it was local, but now it's at the corporate office. I'll find out tomorrow. It's still a good job, but it's a drive.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I have pulled the New Beginnings card, and I pulled the Queen Sweep card, so there is the answer will come. It's been hard because you've been trying to manifest it. It's been a dream in amongst a whole lot of desert. And you've had to wait, and I get it. But the answer is coming. The beautiful new smell of the new contract is coming. Are you a contractor? Is that right?
No,
Well,
I'm not a contractor. I'm looking for permanent.
Okay. Well, it's a contract that I'm seeing you signing.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
It has all the answers, and it has a lot of ticks, and it has a lot of sunshine. And I'm getting a message of a 2 to 3 time period, so days, weeks, months at the max, but 2 to 3 around it. The 3 cards I've got around this are New Beginning, Smell the Roses, Queen Sweep. So, yeah, bang, 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 it's all going to happen for you. You've put enough time in it, enough. All right? You've told Spirit enough. Step back and have faith.
I know.
Sometimes
we
get in the way.
And funny. I get responses on my resume. I get the last job. It was a great job. Office manager. It was between me and the other person. The reason why, and the human resources permit called me. She was so kind to do that. They hired the other person because she graduated from that college. That's why they took her. So I didn't get that, but. The thing is I know that there's a man from my past who told me he wants to hire me. They're realigning their company, and he called me out of the blue two or three weeks ago. But he says it's going to take some time, that they have to align some things first. It could be that job, too.
Okay, yeah. It is really about having some faith and stepping back and waiting now. You've put in all the efforts. You can see that guy rang out of the blue. That's because you're working with Spirit and Spirit's working with you. And now things are starting to come into place. Okay? You don't get things out of the blue without it being directed by Spirit. So have some faith. You can take things from that. You can say, all right, I almost got that job, but that wasn't right for me. That wouldn't have been the right mix. Those people wouldn't have aligned with me, but I was on the right path because it led me to the next thing, okay? Remain positive. Keep thinking up. Keep thinking up. Don't get despondent. The answer
discouraged.
Is there. It is coming. Just have faith.
Thank you, Kat. Thank you so much. I know you said three. You got a 3. I know. Thank you.
I got a period of 2 to 3 days, weeks, months for everything to fall into place. New beginnings, you will smell them roses, and it will be a completely clean sweep.
Thank you, sweetie. I hope you feel better, too. I hope. And thank you so much, okay?
Thank you. All right. Good luck with everything.
Thank you, David.
Take care, Sharon. God bless.
Thanks.
Okay. Our next caller is area code 347, and you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Tamika.
Tamika?
Yep.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Say hello to Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, Tamika. How can I help you?
I just would like to hear what you get from me for love and children and moving away. Or relationship and children and moving away.
And moving away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it's interesting that you're moving away. Your relationship, but you're staying in your relationship and moving away?
I'm not in a relationship right now. I would like one. And I also would like to have children, and I'd like to move away. So I'm, you know, hoping it coincides with each other, or just wanted to just hear about that in the future for me.
Thanks for clarifying that, because I got a little confused there. All right. Tamika, the first thing that I'd like you to do is to think about, well, actually, as you've said all of that, it feels to me that the most important thing for you to do is move away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Once you've moved away from wherever you are and gotten out of that situation, I feel that there's a bit of toxicity around you. I feel like things will begin to you'll get some real action, because otherwise you're gonna be, you know, blow your top. You're just gonna get really angry and annoyed, and not feel like you're a nice person if you stay where you are for much longer. I want to encourage. Look, I'm sorry. I need to ask this. Are there drug abusers who live in your neighborhood, or is there a culture of violence, or is there a toxic city? Is it a toxic area?
I mean, I live in New York. Nothing like that goes on in my house that I know of. I don't think so. And in my neighborhood, there might be, but it's not like in my face.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I can't help it. I just saw a lot of self abuse on the part of other people in your neighborhood. And it made me feel more like anxious for you about getting away. I've never been to New York, so I don't know much about it, and I'm certainly not going to say anything about the place apart from, you know, what I've seen on television. I'm here in Australia, I'm a long way away. You have a skill, and that skill, you need to manifest everything around that skill. So the message I'm getting for you is to think very clearly about what you can do and what you can offer, and then take yourself into a position where you can get that. So make it a career move as well as a move move, and be gentle with yourself as well is the next thing. You really need to be gentle with yourself. Are you doing juicing? Because I'm seeing you doing juicing. I'm seeing, or whatever you're drinking, it's very healthy. These are the visions that I'm getting around you: drinking very healthy drinks, and being very kind to yourself. Also watching yourself talk, and being very, very aware of how you treat your body now is how you're going to get the best out of yourself in the future. So it's like in preparation. I feel like you've got this goal. In 2 to 3 years' time, I will be married and I will be having a family. And what I want to encourage you to do is to start thinking about how to motivate yourself towards that even more. It's not a fantasy, it's a dream. Anyone who starts to say to you negative things like, that's a fantasy, that won't become a reality, don't listen to them. Dreams become reality. You can make your dreams come true. I feel like where you're going to go, just be open to any opportunity you've got. Just be open to it. It feels like the middle, you stay in your country, but it feels like it's in the middle of the country, in that middle strip I need to have the USA, you in USA, I need to have the USA map in front of me because I flounder a bit with that. You have a connection with someone in a state that starts with I. This person or people have a very positive influence in your life. Be open to making a new change, especially with somebody who has a state or who has a connection with a state that starts with I, and I wouldn't be surprised if you go to a state that starts with I. You have a big chance, but it's like a one-off. Make sure you take it. Don't be afraid. There's a lot of fear around it. Don't be afraid. And don't be somebody who tells other people about what's going to happen. Just do it and then say, I'm doing this. So because other people's fears will jump up and they might stop you. So if you turned around to loved ones and said, I've applied for a job, say in Idaho or Iowa, so you've applied for a job, and then they go, oh, it's so far away, all my fears, and you might retract from that. Instead, say, I've got a job, and I'm going, and then they can't do much about it. They can't detract you, okay? They can say, oh, well, I'll miss you, but all of their fears can't throw in your face and detract you, and that's the message I've got for you today.
There's someone from my past that we talked about moving away and having children, and I still kind of have feelings for him. I haven't heard from him, but I always felt like we could just run, like go away from all this and start a family. I don't have children yet, and I do want that.
Yeah.
And I do still have feelings for him. I haven't heard from him, but I still feel like for some reason it's not over.
Okay. The message that I get is to keep following your path and to follow your truth, but don't have such a heavy heart around that guy. Let things flow into your life as they should be. And because you're allowing your life to flow and you're not holding back around him, then the right people and the right opportunities will come. You know, birds fly free, come back. If it comes back, it's yours. If it's not, then it's not meant to be. I would encourage you to just be the best that you can be and allow that to flow. I feel that there is a past life connection between the two of you, and that is part of the reason why you feel so strongly towards him, because you've got a deeper connection with him. But if you hold all your eggs in one basket over one person, then you're not seeing that there's another one who might actually have very similar qualities, and that's why you're attracted to the past guy, because the future guy has similar qualities but something better. Don't close the door to future guy, okay? The future guy might be a way better husband. I really would like to see you just be open to new possibilities around romance. Just follow your path. But don't tell people you're going to do something. Tell them this is what's going to happen. I've made this happen. Don't let other people's fears stop you.
Do you know what employment I should look for there so I can go and you know, be able to support myself and move away there?
Yeah. You have a look at your skill set and then go with that. I feel like there's a little bit more training. It does feel a bit on the job. It does feel like in service to others, and it feels like there's a lot of satisfaction that you're very, very good at what you do. You're very, very proud of who you are, and I can see quite a professional. When I look at you, I see you in a uniform, and you're very professional. So I think you need to look out. I wouldn't be surprised if you're working in a hotel or hospitality. It's something where you're serving other people, but you come across as an extremely efficient and professional woman. Okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just be very strong with this, but don't let anyone else's fears hold you back, because they will.
Yeah.
Okay?
My house, yep, it's true. My mom even. Yeah,
yes,
I need to just
yes.
do it and shut up, yeah, and not talk about it.
Don't tell them this is happening, not I'm going to apply for it. No way. Just say this is happening, and then there's nothing they can do about it. You're grown up now.
Yeah.
It's your life.
Yep.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good luck, Tamika.
Thank you.
Tamika, good luck, hon.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome. Well, Kat, I think you have put in quite an effort tonight, given that you've had a cold. And I don't know if you want to take one more caller. We have had a total of 45 people call in tonight, if you can believe it.
Yeah, that's really great.
It's absolutely a record.
I'm happy to take one more caller, David.
All right, and for those that don't get a chance to talk with Kat, please visit her at katedwardsclairvoyant.com, and that's Kat spelled with a C, and she is offering a special right now for people in North America, a bargain if I've ever heard of one. So we're going to take area code 631. And the rest of you, God bless, and, try again.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Sue. Thank you so much. I'm glad I got on. Hi, Kat.
Hi, Kat. Hi, Sue. How can I help you?
Well, it's a career thing. Tomorrow I go on an interview for subbing as a teacher aide, because I really don't think this bus monitor thing is for me, and it hurts my back and stuff. Do you see me getting it? Is it a good idea? And will it lead to a full-time aide job?
So you've done the right thing in looking to go further with your life.
Yeah. Whew.
You are absolutely on the correct path. Everything that has happened to you has pushed you forward. You've made the right decision. To the extent that everything else is going to fall away. So I feel the answer is yes, you've made the right decision, you've gone on the right path. I think that also you've been very, very careful around establishing and forming relationships. But I wonder if the school that you're going with is the right one for you. I feel that you're going to have a hop, skip and a jump, and then you're going to find that full-time employment.
Well, this what it would be is just subbing as an aide in the district, like four or five different schools, and then hopes of getting something full time. You have to sub in, like when they call you in the morning to come in, if someone calls and or something.
All right, well, that goes in line with what I've been saying: the hop, skip, and a jump, and then full time.
Do you know when about?
I get a period of 4 to 5 around it, so 4 months, 4 to 5 months at the most. But I feel very positive. I think that there's been a lot of dramas around your health recently, and that's forced you into making a new decision in your capacity, and that has awakened something in you. And I feel that teacher's aid isn't going to be enough. You're going to want to study and learn and grow more. You're going to get the bug. If you haven't already got the study bug, you're going to get the study bug, and you're going to want to do this amount of training and that amount of training, and whatever training you can get your hands on, you're going to get more and more and more, and you're going to, I feel, very quickly become, over the next few years, your mindset's going to completely change. I wouldn't be surprised if you end up as a teacher or as an adult trainer or as something in that field. It's going to be a hell of a lot more than a bus monitor, that's for sure.
All right, can I ask a question about love? Do you see a boyfriend?
Yes, but all in good time is what the spirit says. All in good time. But the answer is yes.
I think that you're going to feel more confident as you have a better income and also as your health improves. And then you're going to find you're radiating more beauty, and then that's going to bring more positivity in your life, and the answer will come around him too. I feel like you're going to have a couple of different flings, and so that's not just a date here and a date there. I think you have a couple of flings, and some of them, let them peter out, okay? Just going along for the ride and just having a good time. No pressure, no pressure. And then the right one will come where there's no pressure, but, hey, I really like you now. It's my choice to stick with you, and I really want it. And that, I feel, is what's going to happen for you. It's going to be my choice to hang around with you, and I think I really like to. There's no pressure feel. It's a really great ideal around your life because I feel like there's been a lot of pressure in the past. And embracing that no pressure feel is just the way to go for you, and you're going to feel so much better around romance. But I think you've made the right decision career-wise, and just let it flow. Go with this and then go with that and just let it flow. The whole skip and a jump to full-time employment, but you're going to get the training bug, and you're going to train, and you're going to build yourself up into a wonderful new profession.
Well, I don't think I really don't want to be a teacher. That's too much schooling at my age and too much money, but I would be like a teacher assistant or something.
Yeah. Well, what I'm talking about is training. I didn't say university. So what you would get is, say they'd say, well, you go away and do this two-day course. Go away and get that certificate. Go away and get this and that. And you build up your knowledge. Next thing, you've acquired so much knowledge without even really trying, and it puts you in a good position for something interesting.
Oh, okay.
Go with the flow. You're going to see something magical unfold as long as you go with the flow.
All right,
thank
you.
I feel really enlivened when I talk to you. I really do. I feel really enlivened. I feel like my energy's up. I feel like I'm going, something amazing is going to unfold.
All right, yeah. Well, September's usually when they hire the new aide, so maybe that's when you're thinking.
Yeah, I think that you just need to go with it. You said you got an interview tomorrow. Just stay positive.
Yeah, I didn't know because it's about the same pay, you know, because you get called day by day. You know what I mean? It's not permanent yet, so. But I guess I'll just wait till September.
Okay. A hop, skip, and a jump to full-time employment was the message from Spirit. Okay.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad I got on.
Okay, so it's lovely to speak with you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. God bless. Well, thank you to all the callers tonight. Sorry we weren't able to get to all of you, but Kat, thank you for rising to the occasion. I really appreciate your being with us tonight.
Oh, it's always an honor. David, you know, I love to come on the radio show and speak to everybody. I want to thank Sharon, Kimberly, Julia, Michelle, Rachel, Trish, Lisa, Nicole, Tasha, Trisha, Laura, Sharon, Tamika, and Sue for calling in. It was a great honor to speak with all of you and to give you reading. And remember, my North America listeners only get a 45 minutes for a half hour special. You can contact me at katedwardsclairvoyant.com or message me on Facebook at Kat Edwards Spiritual Coach and Mentor to get your special 45 minutes for the price of a half hour.
Beautiful. Well, thank you again, Kat.
Thanks, David, and thanks, everybody.
Okay, have a beautiful night, or beautiful day.
Okay.
It's Monday where you are. Wonderful. Okay. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.